Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Think you sit around and chuck kick the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to give you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
All the way in Japan, we gon' do some things that didn't fit in the plans. I love the way you kiss me, girl, so do it again, do it again, yeah.
I'm rubbing on your booty, so comfy and soothing. Girl, you're really popping, so let's make this shit a movie, yeah, yeah. So unbelievable, so glad you let me blow your mind, like you've been blowing mine. It seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's good?
Everything is good, Tone, man. What's going on, brother? How you feeling?
Chilling, man. It's laid back, a little tired this weekend, but it's all love.
Tired, man. Okay, so you had a pretty active week, huh?
Yeah, man, I've been making I had a big order of custom T-shirts to make, so I still got some more to do. You know, when you're doing the same thing over and over and over, it kind of start getting you tired out.
Yeah. I definitely understand, bro. Hey, listen, man, I'm excited about tonight, man. I want to personally welcome all of the callers, the faithful callers, the new callers, the ones that's trying to figure out what the hell is going on and what are these brothers about. Hey, we welcome all of y'all. We welcome everybody tonight. Yeah. And I'm excited about tonight, man. You know, there's a few things about our blog talks on Fridays. You're going to find out a little bit more about Tone and Gigi every Friday, man. You're going to learn a little bit more about us. And so What's really funny about it is you get to find out some of the things that I really don't know about and that I'm new to and I'm discovering. At the same damn time, you get to find out what I'm very good at and what I excel at. So tonight's one of those nights, man, where you get to figure out and you get to know and understand that this is going to be one of my favorite topics that we've had. In all of these, what are we at, number 12? Number 13?
Number 12, man.
So, yeah, I'm excited about it tonight, man. Hey, but what's going on in your city, though, man? You got to talk to me real quick about how's everything in the city popping off right now?
Maryland is pretty cool, man. It haven't been, like, really no new cases or nothing like that. Everybody been out and about. Traffic is back crazy.
Damn.
Everything been good here. How about in Atlanta?
Yeah, you got to laugh when you say Atlanta, man, because it's always some new shit going on every single day, man. You know, I got a lot of roots in Florida, too, man. So, you know, Florida, is, I mean, according to the statistics, you know, both of them are pretty much out of control, man. But, I mean, I don't really know. You know, you got to check the sources on that, man. But, you know, the media is pushing out that the numbers are damn near astronomical. But it's busy out here. You know, people are shaking and moving still. And, you know, for the most part, man, everybody knows to be safe and to do what you need to do and then handle your business and move out, man. So as long as we govern ourselves accordingly, that's all we really got control over.
That's it. That's it, man. I know I got some people in Miami, and they were saying that they got a curfew now. So it got crazy. They got a curfew. They're going back on lockdown. I heard Arizona going back on lockdown, Texas, and I'm pretty sure Georgia next. So we could be looking at another.
You're going to throw Georgia in there next, huh?
I mean,
baby,
yeah, the New York governor or mayor, I think he's the governor. I think Cuomo, whatever his name is. He was basically saying, if you fly into New York, if you fly in from Atlanta, Texas, Arizona, or Florida, you got to quarantine for like 10 days. So, man, they grabbing you up at the airport if you coming from them four states. So,
that's
hopefully,
tough.
Yeah, man, it's just, we already headed back to another shutdown. So, that's if you know, Florida, Georgia, New York, Texas, those are some of the biggest states. So, if they shut down, pretty much everybody else going to shut down.
Yeah, it's a mess, man. Speaking of mess, before we get into our topic tonight, and callers, just remember, once we get our topic popping off and you want to join in the conversation, questions, comments, things like that, all you have to do is press 1. All you have to do is press 1, and then, you know, you'll be connected or you'll be in queue to jump in live with us. But before we get into that song, we just got to address it real quick, because it's a hot topic. I'm not really typically interested in hot topics, but I mean, we're doing radio, so I almost feel like we're obligated, right? So that being said, man, we got the Will and Jada situation, man. It's really interesting because, you know, they call him Og, right? They call him Og, right? So the young dude that Jada was dealing with, man, you know, he had his story about how they, you know, basically was in love. Let him tell it. Him and Jada, they was basically in love, man. And, you know, they was doing their thing, and Will knew about it. So it was kind of like, yo, you know, you're not going to call me a homewrecker. You're not going to say that I did this and did that. Number one, I'm a young cat. I'm a young Thundercat. I ain't got that kind of power.
Thanks.
And number two, the cougar, I'm going to say it, because if he's a Thundercat, then she's a cougar, right? So the cougar, she basically was leading the way, man. You know, she basically turned the young brother out, man. And I believe she turned him out. And he ain't know how to deal with it, man. But, you know, it's out now. It's out. There was, you know, it's kind of like, yo, what is this dude talking about? He's trying to get record sales. Don't nobody believe him. And next thing you know, man, you know, on their show, on Jada's show, the Red Table, she had to come clean, man. She came clean.
I think for one that he two things. One, the dude August, the singer, he should have never ran his mouth. Like, he just messed it up for so many young dudes. Like, he should have just kept that to himself. Like, if something that happened, let it go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. And two, I don't feel like Jada, like, you know, if you already spoke to your husband about it, why did you feel like you had to get in front of the camera and tell the world? Like, that's just crazy to me. Especially something that happened four or five years ago. Like,
right.
You know.
And I didn't even know this shit was popping
off
like that.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I see, you know, I used to see him, like, because, you know, around her, but I never knew it was like that. You know what I'm saying? I never knew her and Will split. You know, of course, I mean, I'm not in that circle,
right,
so I wouldn't know that. But, and then again, like, you know, Will said, like, they wasn't together, so you can do what you want. The only thing I think probably was messed up is, you know, that was somebody they welcomed into their home before they split.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the crazy part about it. Like, we was trying to help you, you know, get through your addiction and all that. And you know, while we was helping you, we was going through what we was going through. So we separated,
right,
and then you moved in. Well, you didn't even move in. She just, you know, I guess fell in love with you or whatever the case may be. Will a strong guy, because I'm good.
It's kind of one of those things, man. And we're going to get into our subject, guys. We just got to address this so we don't have to address it anymore. But, you know, when you start looking at the status, man, it says a lot that when people are vulnerable, anybody can get in, man, especially if they close, you know, and they kind of know what goes on. They're around. They may have some type of emotional attachment, because there was an emotional attachment between August, I'm going to call him August, and Jada, you know, especially knowing his situation, knowing his history and stuff like that. You know, there was an emotional attachment involved. And, I mean, I don't know how they was caught alone or whatever, but, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, maybe it progressed. Like, maybe they was alone and it was a hug, and then, you know, how you look in the eyes and then you kiss, and then the kiss is explosive, and then you kind of deny it. Then you guys are alone again. Then it progresses. Man, it just can go all over the place, man. And she
man,
had
I,
to
I think
admit
it happened from the beginning.
That it was a relationship. It had some sparks.
I think as soon as dude came in, she was attracted to him. And then, again, when her and Will started going through what they was going through, he was right there.
Yeah.
So, in his defense, he was in the right place at the right time. Like,
it really was because think about all the people, all the mutual friends, all of the people that they know. You know, whether they're more attractive or maybe her more style or maybe, you know, got money, whatever, independent. And she picked this cat, man. So that's why I've always said that timing is everything, man. You know, when people get together and link up. And here's the thing, though. She admitted that they was in a relationship. My bad. They was in an entanglement. Right, she's trying to.
What is that? What is entanglement?
Now, dudes be skipping over some shit, but ladies, she took the cake with that shit there. Entanglement.
Yeah,
now you know that shit's already going viral. There's memes. There's already memes out there. Somebody probably done coined it. But entanglement, like a dude cannot get away with that shit. She's gonna be like, "Did you fuck her? Right? Did you fuck her? Did you eat a pussy?
What does that mean? Entanglement. She said we got into an entanglement. Like, what does that? I don't really know what that means. You see, Will was like, man, what? No, yeah, I don't know
Will,
what that means.
Yeah,
what
Will
you talking
like,
about?
Matt, I mean, Will was acting like this was the first time he heard the shit, damn near, or maybe the second time, because he was like, yo. That ain't what it was. Or that ain't what we discovered. Or that ain't what we talked about. Because I'm sure that Will was like, look, how many times y'all fuck? Was y'all fucking while we was together? Did you fuck afterwards? Did you suck his dick? I mean, that's the stuff that dudes do. Regardless if you consider yourself super jealous, insecure, whatever. Motherfuckers be wanting to know, man. Did you suck the man dick? Because if I see him and I look at him, we playing basketball in the front yard, or I'm taking him and my son to a motherfucking set or some shit like that. I need to know if my wife is sucking your dick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
dick. So
that's a hard thing, man. Like, I felt bad for Will, man. I really did. Like, I could literally look on his face, like, you know what I'm saying, and see, I really feel like it was a moment where he didn't. I felt like he knew something.
He wasn't in control.
But, like, a couple of little moments, you could see, like, oh, that ain't what we, you know, that wasn't what it was 4 years ago. Like, oh, y'all was in a relationship. Oh, okay. I bet you said
right.
It was one time. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You could see it on his face, though. You could kind of see that he was uncomfortable for one. She definitely said something that she didn't say four and a half years ago. But
yeah,
I mean
they're
a strong couple. So you know, I mean, and they were split.
I mean, I guess that helps. I guess. I mean, you know,
yeah, I mean,
if you guys
if
aren't together for 4 years,
I don't think they wasn't together for 4 years. I just think they split during that time. So they split, and then you know, even Will said it like, I didn't think that we was going to get back together ever. So, I mean, I could see her doing what she was doing, but like you did it with somebody that I allow in my home. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
It's like, okay, come on, Gigi, you down and out right now. I'm a, you know, bring you in. We're going to get you straight. But at that, you know, while we doing that, while we getting you straight, we going through what we going through.
Right.
So we end up splitting, and then you end up rocking with him. So, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what
man.
The... Yeah, for sure. Especially because it's out, brother. It's out. Mm. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. So that's a lot of pressure at this point, man. But again, you know, they got, you know, 20 plus years in the game. You know, they got kids together, multi-businesses. Not that all that stuff, you know, makes a difference because people are people. However, it's just a lot. And then in addition to that, you know, it's publicized. And so and the media, internet, they not fair. They don't play fair. So, you know, it's just the beginning of all of those shenanigans, man. So, you know, there's going to be skits, memes. He already knows that. They
crazy.
Already know that. It comes with the territory, man.
Yeah, that's
but anyway,
said,
so we're going to move forward. Go ahead.
No, I was just ready to say, that's why I don't understand. I felt like, I guess they wanted to speak on it because they didn't have to say anything. I mean, it was just his word against theirs. We already talked about this 4.5 years ago. Like, I'm not about to, like, if it was me and my wife, it's like, okay, that's done. I don't care what he's saying now. Like, we're not about to discuss this all over. Now we got to relive everything for, like, and then everybody just sitting around, nobody got nothing to do. So that's the only thing to talk about. Like, so. It's about to be brutal. It's about to be brutal on them, man.
It's
on both of them, Will and
Jay.
It's
gonna be a mess, man. Yeah. So. I mean, you know, I mean that happens. They're not, you know, that kind of shit, man, does not discriminate. So it can happen to anybody at any time. You know, it's just tough when you're in certain positions. Some people may say it's the price to pay, man. When you're wealthy and famous and, you know, your name is all over the place and people are looking for something. You know, sometimes people are just looking for something because they feel like nobody's relationship is perfect. So there's a lot of people that may be happy about that because of the jealousy, man, you know, of how they looked at as how they were looked at as a couple, even with, you know, claims of having an open relationship, open marriage. Even with that.
Yeah, but I don't think they, like, looking at his face, I don't think they got an open marriage. Like, I think people just, they was just cool people, but I don't think they got an open joint. I think that, I just think that people should be careful. Like, just because you see money and success and a lot of things that you want, that don't mean the relationship is good. You know what I'm saying? Look, I mean, we see it with J and B. We've seen it with, you know, all types of couples, you know, anybody, man, everybody's human. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's human. So anybody can make a mistake. Anybody could slip up. It can happen no matter how much money you got or how broke you are. It can happen. Everybody's human. So, you know, want your own relationship. Don't want somebody else's relationship.
You can't afford. If you broke, you can't afford to fuck around. I'm sorry. hey man, that is my theory. Listen, if you broke, we don't even need to be fucking. To be honest, we need to be getting to the money, because that broke is not going to be a permanent status. But there needs to be understanding. We can't be laid up, man, and we ain't getting to the money. That's one thing. If you dating me, we're not gonna be laid up, man. I don't do that. You know, I don't do the laid up thing. Even on the weekends, man, I got to get to it, man. I got kids, I got grandkids. I don't know what her situation gonna be, but we have to get to it. You know, until we decide not to, man. But that by that time, then that means money needs to be happening around the clock, whether we up, sleep, working, fucking.
So what
vacationing,
type? What type
money
of,
needs to be around the clock?
What type of money? Like, long as money's being made, or it has to be a certain amount of money. And I asked this because a couple weeks ago, a girl, I can't think of her name, she said, you know, she started, you know, she was grinding and now she's successful.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah. she could never date a 9-to-5 guy. So
okay.
a lot of people
Be
gave
smart,
her a lot of
right.
Okay, so you know the story. So a lot of people gave her backlash for that. So I was going to ask you, because I kind of see it both ways. I see it like, okay, you was once that person. You get what I'm saying? That was grinding,
mm-hmm.
working a 9-to-5, and you became successful. You know, all praises to you.
Right.
You know, and then but you can't knock somebody that's doing the same thing. But then I see it like, okay, you got all this bread. Like, you know, if I'm making millions, what 9-to-5 gonna do for me?
Yeah, well,
if that's
you know,
fair to look at it like
line,
that.
Yeah, I guess so. I think it is. But just real briefly, I'll touch on that. One thing that I think is most important in all of that is, of course, people have their own preference. You know, there's people right now that's like, yo, I won't fuck with somebody that's making minimum wage, right? That's what they're making, minimum wage. However, you don't know what their story is. You don't know what their plight is. You don't know how they manage money. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if they doing that to pay taxes, but they sitting on something else or the other hustle. In addition to that, you know, we still need our professional career people. We still need attorneys, nurses, doctors, firemen, law enforcement, military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still need that. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely not going to knock somebody for having a career. Now, I do think that it's important to have the same type of goals. First goal is financial independency. You know what I'm saying? So if that's your goal, then obviously you have to have a plan. And that's where the differences come. What is your plan to get to your goal? You know, there's some people that if they work certain jobs or if that's all they know, in their head, they're trying to get to 100 grand. They're trying to get to six figures. They're trying to get to 250. If they can, you know what I mean? By hustling, grinding, sweating. Then there's people that's on a different level financially or have higher financial goals. They trying to get to the M's. You know what I mean? So they're going to have to expedite whatever their game plan is. So that's not – so if you have a cap, $15 an hour, $30 an hour, $100 an hour, there's a cap. So I understand that, you know, your hustle is different now. I don't think that she disrespected a person. She just said that it's not her preference, and I can understand that. Just like, you know, a doctor may not want to date an entrepreneur. It may not be considered stability to them. You know what I'm saying? We get $250K out of our practice. We have stock options and shit like that. Meanwhile, you know, they may look at an entrepreneur as a straight hustler. Like, you may make $8,000 this month, and then you may make $800 next month. You may make $18,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So people look at stability, goal setting differently, man. And that being said, man, let's get into this damn subject. Tonight, guys,
let's go.
Tonight, welcome to Freaky Friday, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. G.E.I. Tone and myself, GG After Dark. Tonight, man, we talking about Karma Sutra. We talking about different sexual positions, man. We really getting into it, and as you can hear my voice, I'm very excited about it. I can't wait to talk about my skill set. Right? This is one of those where I get to thrive at. No more, I don't really know. I don't have any experience. Because I know people be clowning me when I can't talk, you know, when I can't talk like I know some stuff. You know what I mean? So tonight, I got it, man. I got it, Tone. Let's get this thing popping off. And remember, to jump in, all you have to do is press 1, and then we'll get you in on the conversation. I'm ready, man. Let's do it.
Okay, man. Let's I got a couple questions that we put in our group or whatever to ask, and then I looked up, man. These positions is crazy. Like, some of these joints, like, I didn't even know had names. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in a bedroom, you going with the flow. So you don't know that you,
right?
Like, this got a name that you're doing. Like, this is a actual name.
Right.
So,
right.
I'll start off with something light. Favorite position, man. Favorite position and why?
That's light. That is light. Now, the favorite position is not cookie cutter. In other words, it's not the same for every. It really depends on her features. Hear me out. Because if she has a nice, pretty brown round driving me wild, then I'm going for back shots, man. If she got a nice, plump derriere, back shots are going to be the favorite because I can spank it. You know what I'm saying? I can spread it apart. I can do so many things, man. Now, if she's top heavy, because we already talked about that, man, I like my chest. I like my ladies with chest on them, right? Then I'm going to say me picking her up will be our favorite position. So I face to face, titties against my chest. And, you know, I'm a strong dude, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm a pretty strong dude, man. So I've been able to pick pretty much everybody up, man, that I've dealt with. Now, how long I keep your ass up, I don't know. It depends on what position we're in. You know what I mean? If this is the last position and I'm already weak at the knees, man, we might get about 3-4 slides in and, you know, I'm slamming your ass on the damn bed or couch because I can't take it no more. But that's me, man. I would say those two. She got nice bottom, back shots. If she got a nice top, you know, either I'm picking her up or she riding me. So those are going to be mine, man, my conditional positions, man. What about you, man?
So you said the doggy joint and what else you said? What was the other one?
Just scooping her ass up in the air. Yeah.
Of course. I think everybody, I mean, well, all men definitely, doggy is definitely one of the favorites. But I felt
well,
out one that I like.
Is flat booty, is that cool? Flat booty, doggy
well,
style, still cool?
I wouldn't deal with nobody that wouldn't be my woman of choice to say.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And another one that I like is called the flat iron. I didn't even know it had a name.
Whoa. Okay.
So
kind of like some legs on balls.
The she lay flat on her stomach. It's flat.
Okay.
Flat on
yeah.
her stomach, and you know you get on top of whatever. So it's called the flat iron.
Right.
Like I said, I never knew that had a name. So that's pretty dope. So now I could throw that out.
Yeah. So her ass isn't up in the air. She's just on her stomach, flat across.
Yeah, it's flat. She's laid. It's flat.
Okay. Flat and taking
flat,
the iron.
Flat
iron. That's good.
Flat
like
iron. Yeah, flat iron.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Damn. Okay. All right, keep it going.
Go ahead. You got it. You can pick one. Pick
oh,
the
that
next
was
one.
It? That was your position, though? That was,
yeah,
that was
my
it.
Two. I said the doggy joint. Like I said, doggy style. That's every man. I mean,
in the flat iron.
Flat iron. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay, and that's good, man. Those are winning positions, man. You know, those are winning positions. I think women like those too. I think they like it, man. Taking it from the back, like they just like that kind of pressure. There's no barriers. You can spread your ass. Okay. Now, let me just keep going. All right. So, my question for you, man, is how many positions do you feel is necessary in a session? Like, how much do you have to do, man? How many positions to where you think is a good amount of positions in a session?
At least three. Because most of the time you're going to start off regular. You know what I'm saying? With the missionary, right? That's like the regular way,
okay.
Unless you're somewhere
yeah.
else and you're doing something different. So that's the regular one. Of course, you want
right.
to do your favorite one. So you got that. And then you got to throw another one in there, you know, to try, to just see.
The finishing move.
So I would, Yeah, so I would say at least three a session. That's me, three a session. Three plus a session. Because if you could get more in, get as many in as you can.
Okay. Let me add a caveat to that. At what point do you switch in those sessions too? I got to add that because that doesn't need to be a separate question. When do you decide to switch positions?
I don't know. I mean, that is a good question. That's a good question. I would say if, you know, some positions you do, you could look at your lady and be like, all right, this ain't it. It might be it for you, but for her it's not it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you'd be like, all right, let me go ahead and get a couple more joints and then turn, you know, switch it up, see if this next joint gonna get her right. So I guess when you can see that she ain't really, you know.
That ain't gonna get it there.
Feeling it. Yeah, that ain't gonna do it.
Okay. And that does happen, man. Let's keep it. We keep it at 100. Ladies, we know that sometimes you're like, okay, you hitting it good, but that's not going to get me to where I need to go. So let's do something different. Let's do something else. And it could be something different every time.
Yeah, and then sometimes you won't be able to get to another joint because you probably – the first joint you do, you probably on that spot, and it's like you ain't gonna move, like you cannot move. So they ain't gonna let you move. You feel me? Oh no, it's a rat. It's a rat.
Literally wrapping her legs around your damn back so you can't move.
Facts.
Okay. Okay, I'll address that real quick. So I would say how many sessions? How many positions? You know, that's really, really tough. I think that's a really tough question because, again, you know, we talked about quickies last show. So for me, if it's right, we may get two good sessions. I mean, we may get two different positions in. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, women are mentally stimulated, right? We're mentally stimulated too, but our physical takes over. So in her head, she's already thinking about how she's going to get fucked. I'm sorry, guys. I got to be vulgar tonight, damn it. Right? So she's already thinking in her head, how is he going to get to these guts, right? So she already may be thinking, okay, I want doggy style. And it may start out that way. And in her head, it's fulfilling her mental daydream. And so that may get her there. So you try to pull out and do something different, she's going to look at you like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? Bend my ass back over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say two positions if it's, you know, one of those nights where we just animals, man. But if we're having a session, like we really getting to it, like maybe 30 minutes in, I say it's unlimited, man. I say, you know, we could do about four or five. You know, only because if I'm like Superman that night, I mean, every man has a Superman night, right? To where she looking at him like, damn, like I done bust and this dude still rock hard. Hell, we might have still bust and we rock hard. Every guy has a Superman night. I mean, you know, many a nights, but I'm just saying at least one Superman night where they surprise the shit out of their girl and she like, damn, dude, did you take something? And we'd be like, nah, you know, it's one of them nights. And so I think those are one of those nights, man, where we get as many positions as possible when we can handle it, you know, when we not about to bust. So four or five, but at the minimum two if we, you know, we super excited and we getting at it. That's what I would say, man.
Okay. Now, before I go into the next question, I want to I just want to yay or nay if you heard of these positions. I'm going to maybe list about three. And call us anytime.
Okay.
You can press one, chime in, give us your thoughts on these positions, how many per session. And what's your favorite? Just hit one, we'll get you on. So they got one called the pretzel dip. Have you ever heard of the pretzel dip?
Okay, so in my head, pretzel dip to me would be her legs damn near behind her head or behind her ears. And then, you know, just dipping the wood in there, man, dipping the wood. That's all I can think of for that particular position. What does that look like?
No, it says she lie on her right side. Your partner kneels, straddle your right leg and curling your left leg around the left side. Okay, so she's laid on her side, right, with her leg up, and you get in between.
Oh, okay. Straddle it.
So that's the pretzel dip. I've never heard of the pretzel dip. then we got the G-Wiz.
Wow.
The G-Wiz. That's both legs on the shoulder. That's the G-Wiz, both legs on the shoulder.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we all did that.
Yes.
And then we the wheelbarrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I probably won't ever try that in life.
Now, she's planking on the wheelbarrow, right? She basically in a,
yes.
in a plank. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That's one of Gigi's top fives right now. That's one of Gigi's top fives,
Gigi.
Man. I need a sister that can hold that plank. I got your legs. Don't worry. I got your legs, but I need you to hold that plank position. I ain't talking about the traditional plank where you're on your forearm or your elbows. Now I need them arms straight down. Straight down, man. So them biceps
now,
and triceps are going to be popping fucking with me.
So do you hold her thighs or does she put her foot on the wall? How does she stay up?
Yeah, well, for me, man, it's strength on both of us. It's strength on both of us. I'm holding it up. I'm holding her legs up, man. I'm holding them up. So I got to hold her ass up just like she got to hold her ass up. You know, in that damn playing position. So for me, it's not something that we going to do a whole 5, 10, 15 minutes of, but it's kind of one of those, hey, let's get a couple of strokes in, you know, for entertainment purposes, you know, so just kind of fun.
Okay.
For me, I mean, you can't really get a whole lot into that because your ass is struggling. You're struggling, right, to hold your damn self up, and I'm struggling to hold your ass up. I don't care how light or heavy you are. It's going to be a struggle because you got to understand all the blood flow is in the schlong, is in the wood. So, really, it don't matter how strong a person is. We're going off of straight adrenaline anyway. So, it's kind of one of those fun things, man, to say that we did it. But, now we got to move on to the next position to really get that bus in, man, to really get that good groove in.
Facts. All right, we got a caller. Let's see what they talk about. 7-5.
Let's do it.
4-7. GEI Radio, you on?
Hey guys, it's Lady X. How are y'all doing?
Whoa!
What's going on, Lady X?
Lady X. Oh, we missed you, man. Where you been?
Hey, I had to take a vacation. I had to take a vacation. Work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, well, you deserve it. You definitely deserve it. So it's good to have you on. How you want
to
chime in? What direction you want
to
go? Because we ready.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you a secret, Gigi, to help you with the wheelbarrow, okay? Even with a small girl or a thick girl.
Uh-huh.
I deal with a lot of thick girls, so I'm going to tell you. But I'm going to tell you the secret to the wheelbarrow.
Come on.
You get
you
an ottoman. Okay, you know the ottoman, just a basic ottoman.
Yes, I have one.
And you allow her to put her chest on the ottoman with her arms still touching the ground, you know, still touching the floor, and that takes the pressure off of her arms, and it is going to help her to be able to pull that pelvis up a little bit, and that'll take some of the pressure off of you. So, boom, that core, you still got to have a little core in there. But, if she can pull that pelvis up a little bit and just kind of push back into your pelvis, you having to hold her up. So you'll be
That's
good to go. I promise
thing.
You. Try it the next time.
That
you'll be
is...
like, dang.
I might have to get that on video, man, just to be sure that I got it going right. You know, I might have to set up the damn tripod.
I believe you would do that too. I believe you would totally do that. But I'm gonna tell you what, I love Kama Sutra. I really do. And one of the reasons why I took, I'm not a genius at it, of course. I'm not super proficient. But one of the reasons why I took Kama Sutra in is being something that is like super beautiful, and it allows couples to be as sexually expressive as possible, is because of my thick and my big girls. They feel like they cannot have certain kind of sex. And I'm like, are you crazy? Yeah. What is wrong with you? Yes, you can. It's just choosing the positions that work best for you and your partner. So like the champagne room, the reverse cowgirl, the chairman, the spider, the snake, the wheelbarrow, the one you like, flat iron, of course. The clapper, that's a good one. Guys, I got to try the clapper. If you're married and you want to spice up a relationship, you've got to try the clapper. Your wife or your girl, she's going to be like, oh my God, my man last night was Superman, for real. So you have to look that up. But Kama Sutra is great, and it teaches women, too, how to find out. Everybody has these myths about the female anatomy. And not all of them are true. Some of them are.
Yes.
But it gives a woman the opportunity to learn how to control her pelvis, because that's where it is. It's mental, but it's in that pelvis. If you can control that pelvis muscle and push down when he's coming in, and you push down and you twirling and twisting, it can make your orgasm absolute, and he is absolutely unbelievable. And Kama Sutra is one of those mythical things that no one really, you know, looks at anymore, but it's so important to continuing to keep your relationship spicy in the bedroom. So I tell my big girls, champagne room will drive any man crazy. I don't care how long y'all been together. I don't care what he been liking. If you can get all that ass, get him to lay down, lay backwards on that bed, and you reverse cowboy in champagne room him, he will never look at a skinny chick again. He just ain't, because he's going to be thinking about all that ass that whole time that you be trying that chick. He'll just be done. Like, he will just be done. So, yeah, Kama Sutra is awesome. Wow. I hope more people, I teach young ladies who are like, yeah, my eyes are so boring, and he just wants to do the same thing, and you know, he thinks just eat me out is going to get me there. It doesn't. You know, it's fun. It's good. For some women, it works. But, you know, for women who are a little bit more sexually explorative, it helps to learn some of those fun positions. So, ladies, you know, some Kama Sutra, drive your man crazy and learn how to control that pelvis. He feels you squeeze down on that thing one good time. You got him.
Amen.
Because she ain't going to be able to do that, because a lot of these women don't know the trick. That's the trick. It's the pelvis. That's the trick. So, yeah.
You preaching the gospel right now. You understand me?
Yeah, definitely.
You preaching the gospel. You preaching the gospel. And let me say this, because we still want you to we still want your perspective on the questions. But let me say this. The pelvis is key. And you know what? If she does it right, most of the time, her man's response, I know for me, it has been, because, you know, still quarantining. But sometimes I can't handle all that. I got to tell her to stop. Like, yo, stop throwing it back like that. We not going to last long up in here. So that is the truth. When she starts the circular motion and she starts taking it, because, you know, we like to feel like we just pause driving sometimes, right? We just pound it. But then when she's able to actually take it, then maneuver it and make it her own move, it kind of fucks us up, man. I'm not even going to lie to you. It fucks us up. Like, come on.
He'll be up in the morning cooking breakfast.
Listen, cooking breakfast, meal prepping, all of that shit, man. We meal prep, like, look, babe, before you leave, I done got you 2 weeks. I got you 3 weeks in here. Let me put this in your coffee.
I didn't know
That's
if you wanted sweet
truth.
Potatoes and you wanted green beans. Maybe I put both of them
Listen,
in now. You
man, two types of potatoes, baby. Two types. starches. Actually, the potatoes are a vegetable. All right, come on. That's what we do. It's a vegetable.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
You got two veggies. Tone, go ahead and ask the question that you wanted to make sure that we got answered.
Oh, it was just, what's her favorite position? She answered the other one.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. Man, that's hard.
Yeah.
My favorite position, I have three. definitely champagne room, doggy style. And then, Tone, you add one, Flatiron. Flatiron is, and I'm telling, okay, a young guy got me with the Flatiron. So I was like, what is he doing?
Oh,
but he
knew
what he was doing. And so,
his name
was
Winston.
Yeah.
So
like,
now,
okay.
did you arch your back, or did you just keep it? Did you just keep it still?
No, you have to be totally flat. See, when you arching your back, that's more doggy style, right? And it's level to that because you got a couple of different arches. And that last arch, you might end up with a went. So, you know, you have to be careful.
That's true. It go past the old.
It just goes
straight to the damn
computer. Yeah, you'll get that at work tech. I'm telling you, you'd be messed up. You'd be like, you what? Oh, man. So, yeah, you know. But the flat iron, you are literally flat on the bed, like you're flat or on the sofa or on the floor. It's actually really good on the floor. And he's behind you, and you keep your legs together, and he's basically feeling more of the sensation, the tightness entering you from the back because you are laying flat. And again, it's in the pelvis. If you squeeze your pelvis just enough, the guy was like, oh, my God, it feels like you're a virgin. Like, this is unfreaking believable. So,
that's always a good feeling.
It lasted for a couple of minutes. So I was just like, damn. But it feels good for both parties. It feels really good for both parties. So,
agreed.
Yeah, those would be my three. Champagne, flat iron, and, of course, doggy style. That's a classic.
I just looked up the champagne one. Yeah.
Nice, huh?
That's
Because I think men sometimes do a lot of work during sex, right? I think if women learn some basic Kama Sutra, the guys won't feel like they're like always doing all the work, you know? And
they can be
sitting down and laying back and let him put his arms behind his head, you know, let him feel like, okay, you know, he's Superman in there.
Oh yeah. I definitely do the Dougie. We discussed that before. I'm doing the Dougie. From the back. Any moves from the back, I do the Dougie. I got both my hands behind. Yes, I got both my hands behind my head, man. Definitely.
I'm feeling myself.
In the mirror too, man. I definitely like the bathroom. If we got mirrors, man, I like that, man. I like watching that.
The best,
definitely.
And I can see that. It's the best. Helps keep sex fun, exciting, a little spicy here and there, and that's what it's all about. Y'all are both enjoying yourself and having a good time. She can relax, he can relax, and it makes it even better. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the damn coffin for sure. And let me finish with this though. I gotta go back to the mirror, right? The mirrors are so important because we know that we be dropping major dick off in our lady, right? But she be trying not to holler. So when we can see her face in the mirror and we can see the struggle and how real it is, it is so satisfying. We probably get an extra 5-10 minutes just looking at the face.
Not me.
You'd be about to blow, right?
I don't want the mirror.
I
don't want it.
Sometimes, huh?
It's like an enhanced.
The mirror's
it's
my
like
motivation.
Enhanced,
man.
Yeah, it's the opposite for me. No way. I'm out of here.
It's said one and done, huh?
Yeah, I started looking in that mirror. I started getting too excited. You know what I mean? I started, you know, like, I started getting too pumped up. And then it's like, yeah, we done early.
Oh, man. That's beautiful. Lady X, man, we appreciate
awesome.
Your support. And welcome back.
Thanks,
welcome back.
We
yeah,
missed you.
In the saddle. Well, I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Hey, thank
and
you again.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Indeed. Oh, man.
Definitely.
That was some good shit.
Champagne room. Yeah, man. It's a I'm gonna name a couple more that I see. The champagne room is definitely one. What else? Let me see. You got the upstanding citizen. That's you. You said you like carrying the girls around, right? So that's the upstanding
that's
right. citizen. You got the spider. You got the spider.
Okay.
That look like it could be.
That has to
it
be
could
her,
be.
Man.
Well, she's laying flat on her back. It's kind of hard to explain this one because she's like holding on to your leg as she's laying one of your legs as she's laying up flat on her back. So it's like a scissor type thing.
Okay.
And then you got the good ex. The good ex. One
as
she's
in,
laying
like,
flat on her back.
A lumberjack ex?
Yeah, like, no, EX.
Like a Paul Bunyan? Oh, okay.
Not
A-X-E, oh, okay.
EX.
Oh, EX.
Her leg is
okay.
on your shoulder.
Like,
she's laying flat on her back. Her right leg is on your shoulder. And then you put your right leg across her, and she holds it down. And I guess, you know, you move. Like, stuff like this is cool because if she's flat like that, you could kind of play with the click or whatever while you're doing
yeah.
what you're doing. So that's
sure.
definitely a good one.
Sure.
Let me ask you this. Let me get back into these last two questions. Because, hey, 10 o'clock came quick.
It's like that, man. It's like that.
Okay. At what age do you say forget those positions? Or is it a fitness thing? Is it an age thing or a fitness thing?
That's a good-ass question. Now, fortunately, that's not even something I have to worry about right now, fortunately. So I would say that never. I say always give it a shot with something new, something different. At whatever age, you know, I would say just try it because really just like you said, just like fitness, just like exercise, there's modifications for every exercise. So even if your ass, you know, got two bad knees or if you got a bad ankle, or your damn shoulder be out of place half the time and shit like that. There's modifications to everything, man. So I would say that always try different positions, new positions, because, you know, some aren't as hard as you think. You know, and you can use leverage, you can use props, like Lady X says, said, you know, you got props, you know, if you just think about it, there's some creative ways to get some good positions in because for me, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all because I don't mind lazy sex either. And what I mean by lazy sex, I mean, I ain't got to stand up in it. You ain't got to ride on your feet. You know what I mean? I like when they ride on their feet. That means that they ready for war. Anybody can get on your knees and just lean back and shit like that. But if you squat over the dick, you are ready for war. I don't care what age. If you squat on the dick, I'm impressed. That just means that you care a little bit enough to show me that, hey, you know what? I might not be in my 20s. I might not be in my 30s. but I can still squat on this wood, brother. Don't you forget. So I appreciate it. So my thing is, I don't mind what some people may consider lazy sex. For me, as long as it's good sex. So if we in the bed, you know what I'm saying, and you know, she on her side, and I'm coming from behind, and she just want to lift the leg up a little bit for me to get in it, that is good sex, especially if it's super juiced. That's good sex. I can angle in it, hit some great spots. All she got to do is just take it. If she want to throw it back a little bit, that's cool. So to me, that's not lazy sex. That's convenient positions. Convenient positioning sex. CPS, man. I like CPS, damn it. And that's it. Man. So how do you feel about that, man? How do you feel about positions, man?
I want to talk about this one before we get off. I just came across one that's crazy, and maybe somebody can help me. A caller can help me with this one. It's called the Snow Angel.
Oh.
Right? So basically, she's laying flat on her back with her legs in the air, and then the man is doggy style. Like, your butt is facing her face, and she's supposed to push your butt down. Like, you planking now. Like, you basically planking.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I like that. So is he plank position with his legs spread apart over her?
Over her, yeah. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, you really got an angle to get in that thing right, too. I mean, you're going to be hitting a different wall that you would be hitting the bottom wall versus the top wall. If that makes any sense. Meaning the angle of the wood is going towards her anus muscle area versus typically the top. That's interesting, bro.
Yeah, that's a weird. That's a just looking at the picture, this look extremely crazy. But you know, some people, man, it just like you say, it's so many different positions. I think that's one of those ones you probably got to be definitely in shape. Definitely have to be in shape to pull that one off.
Yeah, some upper body strength is going to be necessary. Okay.
The snake. Then we got the snake. The snake looked like twin babies. That's what the snake looked like. After you're done, she could be pregnant with twin babies. I would advise people to stay away from the snake. That's her. I guess she flat a little bit. Then she arch her back all the way up. Yeah, that's gonna be brutal.
She's on her stomach with her ass up, face down, ass up.
Yeah, she like planking just a little bit, but her back is arched. That's what the picture shows.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That could be.
You gotta basically be damn near in the sitting position to get right up in that. That's upstroke. That's upstrokes. You stroking up.
Upstream.
You stroking up to get good in that, man. Let me ask this question before we go, man. This is crazy. I gotta ask this question on the upstroke, man. I'm not kidding. So I gotta ask this question before we go. And tonight has been pretty dope. Show Lady X showed out. She educated, of course, as always. You know, we may get her as a third host. You know what I'm saying? One of the times, man, just so she can chime in for the ladies, and then we can ask her questions directly, and then we can have people chime in because they may be able to relate a little bit more to her from a female perspective. So my question,
I like it.
My question is, first of all, let me say this. We have no idea who Lady X's real name is. Can we be clear? We don't know who she is.
Be clear.
That's how anonymous the calls are.
We don't know who
Candy. We don't know who Candy is.
Candy.
Yeah, Miss B. We don't know
them. Yeah, none of them. None.
Yeah.
Have no idea.
We're gonna have to. We're gonna have to work something out. Even one of the callers that we gave a name to, and I believe that she was like, I don't remember. We gave her a name just as an honorary name. But let me ask this question here, and let this be our final question. Are there positions, and what are the positions that you will not do for your first sexual encounter with someone? Are there positions that you will not do? Like, this is our first time. This is our first encounter. It could be, you know, hey, we just kind of messing around. It could be your first encounter for the person you're dating, whatever, whatever. But are there forbidden positions or off-limit positions that you will not do on the very first encounter? And I want at least one caller to hop on that. But Tone, chime in on this one, brother.
I don't think it is. I think that long as I'm able to do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, because here's the thing: Have you ever been in a position where it ain't comfortable for you, but it feel extremely good to her? But you gotta play it off like you good, but you really not good. You hurting, your leg hurt, or your back twisted, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
Yeah, so
hell
gotta,
yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, like this ain't it, baby. I know it's good to you, but this ain't it for me.
Yeah.
So
I mean, as long as I could do it, I probably would. But if it, you know, if it's something that I can't do or hurt or twisting myself around, then it's like, nah, I'm good on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to say the same, man. If it's something strenuous, well, I already know that my ass is cramping in a few more strokes, I'm going to have a Charlie horse and I'm going to have to hop up out the pussy, then yeah, for sure. I'm like, abort. We're going to have to do something just a little bit different. We're going to have to modify it, or we're going to have to do something completely different on this one because I'm uncomfortable. Long term.
You know, here's the thing too. Like, when you with somebody, of course, we in different positions, right? I'm married, you're a single man. So my wife kind of know what I like. So it's like, we can't go straight there right now. We got to go around first, or, you know, it's going to be bad for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess it would be more in your case, it'd be cool to do all the positions because you would be trying to find out what she like and she trying to find out what you like. But we know what we like. Those are like the finishers. Like we said, like when you with somebody for a long time, it's like, all right, that's going to get him gone.
She know what's
going to
get you.
Facts. So it's kind of like, it's a different session when you've been with somebody for a long time than when it's like somebody new. Maybe y'all, you know, had sex a couple times.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. I agree on that one, especially because even with a person knowing and understanding how their body works, what it takes for them to get there, and what it takes or what becomes your favorite thing with that individual, you know? So like to your point, you know, someone like me, you know, my partner, I'm going to have to definitely get used to her. But I think what is most important is to have that communication. And that's something that I'm willing to do. You know, if she's willing to have that conversation about, if we talk about sex, we're going to talk about what kind of sex. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be like taboo or I don't say nothing. We just going to handle it in the bedroom. Well, now we're not going to do it like that. Now, the whole thing can be spontaneous, but at the same time, why not communicate now? Because I don't really want to have that conversation in the bedroom where, you know, I got your legs up and you like, well, you know, this is good and all, but I really want it from the back. Now, I need to know, you know what I'm saying, what are some of the things that you like, some of the things to stimulate her and stuff like that. Because when you talk about favorite positions, for me, it's a favorite position of who I'm with. You know what I'm saying? So my favorite position with, you know, Tanisha may be, you know, doggy style. But then, you know, when I was with Maria, then my favorite position with her may have been, you know, missionary with her legs on my shoulders. So, you know, my favorite position is per partner.
Per partner.
And again, you know, per partner. That's how my favorite positions work. Like I said, you know, and their features, man. You know, if she's super pretty, I might just want to, you know, be missionary and look at her because she's so beautiful. If she's super duper pretty.
So,
I know that sounds like kind of crazy, but.
So if she.
Some people got
so
different.
Basically, if you don't want to look at her, she's not attractive.
No, I'm not saying that I don't want to look at her. I'm just saying if she has a special feature. You crazy. Whatever her feature is, man, that's what I want to deal with. And then, you know, she may like certain parts of me better than others. You know, she may want to be able to get to my arms or get to my ankles or, you know, whatever. You know, so that's always going to be interesting, man. I think that's always going to be interesting if there's certain positions that you just flat out won't do. And let me finish with this. Like, some women may not want to be in a missionary position because they feel like they're being dominated. So they may want to ride that first experience, or maybe from the back, or they may not want you to hit it from the back because you ain't earned back shots yet. Like, you know, you never know what's going on in their head. You know what I'm saying? But I remember a woman telling me, I wasn't with her before, but I remember her telling me, she was like, on the first encounter, he's not going to have me on my back because he's going to think he dominate me, or he's going to think that I'm submitting to him. So if I ride him, I'm in the position of power. That's what she said. That's what she said. She was like, I'm in the position. I control this. Basically, she's saying that I hit him. He ain't hit this. I hit him. I thought that was cute. I said, okay.
Yeah, that's dope.
I can respect that, though. I can respect that.
That's dope.
You know? Yeah, so, yeah, man. That's crazy. Still crazy, though. I think that we do have to, when people talk about spicing things up in the bedroom, you know, it doesn't have to be toys. It doesn't have to be, you know, food, desserts, and shit like that. It could just be exploring each other's body a little bit more in depth, you know, because if you allow your partner to just roll over, climb on top of you, having sex, then that's on you. You know what I'm saying? You can control that narrative. You can be like, hey, you know, let's do things a little bit different. You know, let's explore each other a little bit more. You know, hell, turn on some damn music for a change, man. Stop fucking to the crickets outside. You know what I mean? Like,
see, that's why I always say, like, that goes in the beginning of the relationship. Like, you have to put that stuff out there, like what you like and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You can't wait till you 5 years in and be like, oh, I like this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
should have said that in the beginning. We could have, we could have been doing this. We could have been doing this. Like, you got to speak on both ends, men and women. Like, you got to. You got to say what you like, and maybe, you know, that person just not right for you. Like, okay, well, I'm never going to get this, so, and this is what I want, so I'm just going to move on. Or maybe they just as, you know, what we say, freak level on 10. So you got to ask, man. You can't be scared to ask. I ask for everything I want. Yes or no, I'm an asker. I don't care. I'm going to ask.
You've always been like that, though? You've always been that way?
Yes. I'm asking. I don't.
Okay.
Since I was a kid, I'm asking. No matter what.
Kid.
Yeah, for real. Okay. Since I was a kid, I'm whatever I want, I'm going to ask for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, I mean, because you can say yeah or nay. I'm not scared of a no. So, but we got another caller. Let's get this caller on.
Okay.
2748. GI Radio, you on?
Hey, y'all. It's Candy. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Candy?
Candy, we're good. We're good.
Good, good, good. I was just trying to say that the only thing that's off limits to me on the first encounter is anything that involves choking or like restraint. I'm not with that. But everything else, it's free game.
So just not the first encounter, maybe the second encounter? You just don't want to set the precedent?
Maybe like the third or fourth encounter.
Okay.
I got to know that.
You're not saying that you don't like those at all. You're just saying the shit ain't happening off top.
Yeah, no. I need to know that you know all the safe words, that, you know when to let go, and I can trust you enough to, you know, take those restraints away. Or we can do, like, bed straps or something. Something I can come out of, but no handcuffs, none of that, until you're comfortable.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. So how many positions do you think is necessary? Like, now that you count it, but do you feel like you have to actually switch positions in every session?
Absolutely. I think you should at least hit three.
Okay.
Three, magic number.
So you got your starter, you got something to kind of just see, hey, is this going to get us a little bit more, and then the finishing move. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. I mean, you want to give each person a chance to be dominant, you know. You want to be able to kind of, you know, really be dominant, like I said. And then, you know, if I get tired, it's time to switch it up, you know. And just find your – I think everybody just needs to find their rhythm. So,
okay.
I think it's good at the least.
Now, Kenny, do you squat over? Oh, do you squat over the wood, or do you on your knees when you ride?
It just depends on the night. Like some nights we got the liquor flowing, the music is flowing, and you know I dance, so it's like some nights if you got the right soundtrack, I don't mind squatting over it.
Wow.
And it depends it depends on the dude, really. My positions depend on guy, you know, how big he is. What is it going on to him? So, you know, that's how I really determine what I do in the bedroom.
I get it. And I guess, you know, the size of the guy makes a difference too. Not everybody can do everything. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It makes a big difference. Even
okay.
Like, wow, you know, some guys, you have to be on your knees. You can't really... You know, some guys you might have to
Wow.
Or sit down, you know, like, you know, just depends.
All wood matters, Candy. All wood matters.
That is a lie, but we don't have enough time to debate that.
That's tough. Oh, that was tough, man.
Tough. I thought she was going to ask something. Was you ready? Was you about to ask a question?
I was, but I forgot it.
I messed up the flow. My bad. I messed it up.
I've been drinking a little bit, so sorry.
It's cool. But, that's it. You got anything else, GG?
No, I think that's it. She definitely came through for that. So that makes a lot of sense. Definitely makes a lot of sense. So, I'm good.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Candy, as always.
Yeah, appreciate you, as always.
You're welcome, and y'all have a great night.
All right, you too.
So, I like what she said, because that's the perfect way to sum it up. You know, let me dominate, I let you dominate, and then we just try something. So you do your favorite,
right.
I do my favorite, and then we just try, you know, something different. So that's a cool way to think about you know, a night of sex. Like, okay, go ahead, this your joint? Okay, you do you. I'm going to do me. And then we just pick something to do together. I like that.
Yeah, for sure. I like that.
So you got five. You got all on both sides, which is one and one, and then you got three positions. So it should be five things done every session. Five things per session.
Wait a minute, you saying that oral is a must?
Yeah. It's not. Gigi, come on. What time is it? Oh, it's 10:20. Gigi is definitely a must. What is it's a must.
Girl is a must.
That's the party starter. That's to get the party started. Right?
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Sometimes I believe it, but you know, I mean, not all the time. Not all the time.
Okay, you know what?
I'm about
we're gonna talk about that next Friday. We're gonna have to bring that to the table next Friday because that's a party starter. That has to happen. Like it has to happen. So again, great show. You know, of course, we never ever stop at 10. We always go over. We could go even further, but we're going to stop it right here and save that for next Friday. Appreciate everybody that called in, all the callers checking in with us each and every Friday at 9 p.m. for Freaky Friday. Myself, G.E.I. Tone, G.G. After Dark. G.G., let everybody know where they can find you at.
Yeah, you can definitely find me. Once again, dope show. Appreciate everybody jumping in. You could definitely find me on the Facebook, Malloy Rob, MalloyRob. You can also find me on my IG. My IGs are pretty lit, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to flex. IG is pretty lit. So you can find me at Rob, RobGigi, Malloy. You can also find me at Gigi After Dark. Gigi After Dark is pretty much my promo, my business stuff, all the activities we got going on. And as always, you can definitely find me on the website and keep abreast of what's popping, ggafterdark.com. Tone, what about you, man?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEI_Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell. Of course, you can follow the show on all platforms, GEI Radio. Are you on what's the thing the kids be on? I can't even think about it.
TikTok.
No, I ain't even on TikTok. I was talking about Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat?
I was ready to say Snapchat. I don't know how to work that, so I tried it. I can't get it. Maybe I'm just getting old. And TikTok. I tried TikTok. I can't. I don't know how to work that. I don't know how to work it, man. I tried it out.
I haven't made a definitive decision of if I'm gonna jump on TikTok or not. And that's just a personal preference. Obviously, it's popping, and you know they got some really creative things on there. But not Snapchat or TikTok yet. So I'm definitely gonna continue to master my crafts on the other platforms, and then maybe we'll branch out, man. But you know, I got to make sure everything else is popping. I don't just want to create something and then it not really pop off just to have it.
Facts. But yeah, man, we here every Friday at 9. Please tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. The conversations is dope. Again, shout out to everybody that's calling in, chiming in with us, talking every week. We got callers calling in, you know, kicking it with us, so we appreciate that. Anything else, GG?
Nah, that's it, man. The replay will be available on my page once Tone pushes the button, so you can definitely find those that follow me on my Facebook. You can definitely, the replay will be available on my page. So as soon as he drops it, I release it, and then you can definitely check it out. And when people, if they missed the show, if you missed last week's show, take your ass back and go listen to it. Like, don't be like, hey, they was live, I missed it, so I'm sorry. Damn all that. Go listen to the shit, because the shit be good, man. Shit's be good. And then it also helps when you listen to future recordings or broadcasts, because now it makes sense. So, yeah, man, I encourage you guys to continue to do that. But thank you so much for your support. Tone, you've been pushing out some damn T-shirts. I guess we need a Freaky Friday T-shirt, man. GG After Dark and GI Tone, man. Can you like
bet
handle that, brother?
Bet I'm gonna create one, and I'll be in Atlanta next week. I'll be back home next week, so
cool.
I don't know if we're gonna get a chance to chop it up. We're doing GI weekend, the 23rd to the 27th, but we keeping it real chill because, again, Atlanta's getting crazy again as far as COVID, whatever it's called, Corona.
Yeah.
So we just keeping it chill, man. We gonna have we rented a house. We have a cookout. We gonna do something at the park, and then we gonna rent a boat and go out on the water. So.
Oh.
We be there, man. So I'm gonna holler at you. Hopefully, we can do the show live. You know what I mean? Maybe do just one. Just give them one show, one live
I'm
show.
One. That's I'm with it. Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm trying to get on the damn boat too, man. I'm gonna have my Leopard Print Speedos on there, man, kicking it.
That's what's up, man. Let me know. Like, hit me. Yeah, well, are we gonna be in touch, man? Like I said, I'll be there. I'll be home next week, so I'm excited. It's been a minute since I've been home
Indeed.
In Atlanta, so I'm excited to come back and party and see everybody, but. Again, we can't stress enough. Thank y'all for calling in. Everybody enjoy the rest of their weekend. Be safe out there. Make sure you wear your mask. Not all the time. Just when you get around people. It's hot out there. So you can't wear that mask
right.
for 6 hours. You're going to pass out and die. But make sure you got it on when you're around people. Make sure you're drinking water. Make sure you're eating healthy. And we see y'all next Friday. Peace.
All right. Peace.